it was a brilliant occasion and a brilliant game, Mark, really exciting, and you know, it looked like it was going to go to penalties. Actually, looked like Lavi, I think, went one up with a minute to go in extra time, and you thought Burt were going to struggle to get back, but look, he showed great character and determination, you know, to get over the line, and two good scores at the end from Lee McKinney and Peter Gill, they won it for us. So, exciting, it was great, you know, to see all the young ones in Burt, they're all very excited, and they bring the cup home, and great occasion for the Burt club, you know.
That point from Faker Gill at the end was a moment to remember for everybody involved. I mean, to be 5 points down at half-time, down a man, and then to win it like that, I suppose you couldn't really have written a script any better.
No, look, I think the backs were to the wall. Look, it didn't look good, and we lost one of Ron McDermott, one of our probably our best player at the time in the game, you know, who was very influential in the game. But you thought you lost him and you're 5 points down, you really were up against it. But look, they showed great character, and I think after that they're the better team right throughout. And you wouldn't have seen the spare man. Some brilliant individual performance. We all know Conor Gerton really, you know, stepped up. The defence is very good. And look, it was a great one for us to come back from the situation run, and they nip it at the end. It was very exciting, and a great score for Wee Ficker, who came off the bench, you know.
That kind of never say die attitude, it's such a great asset to have in your team. I mean, down to 40 men for a lot of the game, but when you have a group of players that are determined not to be beaten, it can be a very powerful thing.
Yeah, you know, and Burt get the finals, Mark, they always seem to turn up, and if any teams they want it, they're going to earn it, you know. And Burt, great tradition in finals, that they have a great record, you know, and it showed again that some of them lads just refused to be beat on the day. And to be fair to them, Mark, they were now at semi-final stages of the county championship, you know, but Enda got the boys and says that they wanted to have a real go at this Ulster Junior, and they put their heads down, and it was well worth it now, you know, and they have an Ulster medal in their pocket. But great tradition there in finals, and great for the club to get another Ulster title.
So this week it is the Twinning Cup final against Thomas McCurtains of London in Ruislip. I've always thought these Twinning Cup matches are a great thing to have at this time of the year. That'll be a great weekend in London, and I'm sure everybody involved is looking forward to it.
Yeah, they are. Look, maybe there's going to be a live stream coming to the clubhouse, maybe for the young ones too. So some lads will be going over, but I suppose the players just have to get things right. There's a lot of logistics, you know, from my own side, taking Donegal over. Like, you have to get the logistics side of things right. A lot of organising flights and buses over there, and definitely, you know, you have to look after the players, make sure they're right where they're eating and travelling, and the times are right. So a lot of organising, Mark, on that end, but they're really looking forward to the game, you know. And I do think it's a game they could get a result if they turn up like they did in Derry that day, and that could put them in an Ulster semi-final, although they'll not be looking past Saturday. But I feel they're in with a real good chance, you know.
I was just about to say that, should they get the job done on Sunday, they would have an All-Ireland semi-final to look forward to. That would be just absolutely massive for the club, wouldn't it?
It would, Mark, you know, and suppose every 3 years you do, if you can avoid the Leinster and Ulster or Munster champions, you know, they're very strong. But this year it's working out that it's the Connacht champions, it's actually Eastkeith and Sligo, so it's a game that would be 50-50 if Burt do get through, you know, and they would have a good chance. I'll say they need to get over this week, but look, an All-Ireland semi-final, that's possibly within their reach. They won if they keep going the way they're going, you know. I think Ron McDermott was appealing last night his suspension. I don't know how that went. He'd be a big plus to get him back for Saturday, but we'll have to sit tight to see how that went last night for him. But massive if they could get to an All-Ireland semi-final, the first time the club got to that part of the competition, you know. So, but we'll worry about Saturday first, Mark, and hopefully it'll be something to look forward to just before Christmas.
For sure. Turning the focus to Donegal next year, Mickey, you're obviously the manager once again. How have the preparations been going for a tilt at Division 3?
Yeah, well, I suppose we're only back this week, Mark. We were, as you know, probably 80% of our panels from Unions and Satanta and Burt, and all three clubs are involved in Ulster setup. You know, Unions have been out of the competition 3 weeks. Satanta are only put out last week of the senior championship, and Burt's still going, as we know. So we're back last night. To be fair, the Unions lads are all back on board. Satanta boys probably taking a couple of weeks break, you know, as well deserved. It's been a long season. But look, we're looking forward this year. I think we're in a good place with a few new additions, young lads coming on board, which I think there's a lot of potential in. And we're at that crusty ring level again Mark, and we hopefully try to push on, maybe get a couple more results in it this year. We had two last year, and it's a competition we really want to try at and see if we can get to that level, you know, and I think we can. Just one mouth watering result we're away to Kerry this year, which is the first to head down that direction, you know, and look, it'll be exciting for us to go down and to Kerry after beating them last year and get another go at a team at that level, you know.
I think it's full steam ahead to Tyrone on the 25th of January, if that's right, away to Tyrone. A tricky enough start to the league campaign, but I mean, you'll really be looking forward to getting back into the swing of things again.
Yes, and Tyrone, both of us were in Division 2 last year and both came down, so both teams will be looking to get back up into that. So look, it's a big start. We're just telling the lads training, you know, it's one of them games where we're going to have to try to get off the mark early, and Tyrone will set themselves to try to get back to Division 2 too. So we had a good result over them last year, but that'll mean nothing coming on day the 25th of January. So look, would you get the hard work done now, Mark? It's that time of year where they're going to get the hard runs and the cold weather, which is tough, you know, but we'll get through it, and hopefully come January we're in a good place to go on Tyrone the 25th, you know.
Yeah, and just finally, that's the league, of course, but as you mentioned before, you'll obviously have a close eye on the Christy Ring Cup again. The first game is against Wicklow in April. You've also got Kerry, Derry, Meath and Roscommon to contend with. You have been making good progress in the past couple of years, and you'll be looking to build on from that again.
Yeah, it's definitely a tough competition, you know, and it's teams that would have beat Donegal easily through the years, you know, but we have shown that we can, Mark, get up to that level and beating the likes of Meath and Kerry and Wicklow over recent seasons, you know, and very close to Derry, who got to the final last year. Probably just, Mark, we're just going to try to get that more consistency in their performances where, you know, we're really good 1 week and we drop back down maybe the following week. So something we need to work on is just we can get to that level, but the consistency is not instant at the minute, and it's something we're going to have to put together this year, you know, get into that Christy Ring and get a good start in it. Hopefully take it down where you can maybe push to try to get to a final if you can, you know.